Let's start with Jesus giving a prophetic seminar, and I'm just going to pull out, we could go through the whole chapter. This is Jesus' longest sermon in the New Testament, in the Gospels, on last things and eschatology. But look at verse 15. And what I love about this is Jesus is teaching along, and in verse 15 it says, therefore, now it started back in verses 1 and 2 when they asked him about the end. And so Jesus is answering. And in verse 15 of Matthew 24, he says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and on he goes. Now let's just examine for just a moment what is going on here. Because look at first of all, who is talking? Jesus is talking. So you have to really, I mean, he is answering a question about the future. And so Jesus says, when you see, and he lists off this term, abomination that causes desolation. And then he cites it as being from Daniel. So immediately something has happened. Jesus is authenticating the book of Daniel. Now, if you want to have a book that most mainline, liberal, Protestant, denying inspiration people, a book they hate being written by Daniel, is the book of Daniel. Because Daniel, if you know the chronology, Daniel was taken away from Jerusalem in 586, and he lives through the entire 70-year captivity. And at the end of that captivity in 516 B.C., we're talking, he is praying in Daniel chapter 9, where this prophecy is coming from, Daniel's book of all of his visions and everything. And he is praying through the Lord to take Israel back, because the 70 years of their desolation are over. He lived through them in Babylon. And so what the liberals don't like is that gives us a hard 6th century B.C. I mean, if you just want to think about this, Daniel right there is writing in the 6th century B.C. That's what that means. And if Daniel is writing in the 6th century B.C., he describes to the T a fellow by the name of Alexander the Great. One of the few, people, they're great if you know them by their first name, That's why all the new entertainers go by one name, they want to be great. But in past, if you were a David, an Alexander, an Abraham, you stood out. You were one of the greats of all history. Alexander the Great, when he was coming to destroy Jerusalem, and by the way, Alexander the Great lived in the 4th century. So Daniel wrote about him 200 years before his time, before his birth. Alexander's living in the 4th century, and when he comes to the gates of Jerusalem, and he had just destroyed and pulverized everywhere else he went, they came out with a copy of Daniel's scroll and read to him what Daniel said. And when Alexander saw himself in Daniel's writings, he didn't destroy Jerusalem. That's how clear Daniel's prophecy is. He saw it was him. He saw himself in, even though he wasn't a believer, he knew that God was talking about him. So liberals don't like that, because you know what that would say? That would say that there's biblical prophecy. That in the 6th century, God was writing history that was going to happen 200 years in the future. And that's not unusual for God. That's his signature. That's how he said, I'm God. But it is not acceptable today. Because we're trying, our world is trying to marginalize the Bible, say it doesn't speak to us, and it's kind of old-fashioned. It was good for an era. But the more you study prophecy, the more amazing it is. That just as God wrote explicit detail, I'll show you in just a minute, 200 years before, and it comes to pass exactly as he says. Even so, 2,600 years ago, this is the 6th century B.C., the Lord wrote in explicit detail what's happening today too. See, that's what people don't like. They don't mind the Bible being tied to something in the past. But you tie it to something that looks like it's happening now, they don't like it, because they don't want to think that God is holding the steering wheel of history.